This exhibition has three distinct phases. Each begins with the kadunga, the traditional woman's cry of welcome, which also asks, who are you and what is your journey? Into the silence that follows, you are invited to pause to acknowledge those who have passed on before us, your family and ancestors.
Nā te māramatanga kei te ngākau o te atua, kia kōhā te māramatanga ki te ngākau o te tangata, kia kōhā te māramatanga ki te ao. Mā te māramatanga, mā te aroha, mā te kaha e whakaū, te whakaaro nui o te ao, tihe Māori ora.
Those words, those old words, are asking that the light at the centre of creation itself flow into our hearts and minds, that we might walk in the light, that we might walk with compassion in our hearts, and that we might walk with the courage to carry our dreams into tomorrow.
Please sit to hear an elder introduce some of the ancient families of humanity.
Today I want to talk to you about your ancient families, families lost in the world of time. But first I need to mention birds and spiders. Think on this. If birds' eggs are taken from a nest and raised in isolation until the young have become adults, then, having never seen a nest of their kind, they can make the perfect nest of their kind. How can that be? How can they replicate such a beautiful, intricate design perfectly, doing this sight unseen? And there is more. If we take spiders' eggs and keep the hatched young separated from their parents, they create the perfect web of their kind. How can that be? It's in their blood. They just know. We used to call this knowing instinct. Today we say they carry the nesting code or web-making code in their DNA, in cellular memory passed down their bloodline. Are we less than birds and spiders? Do we also inherit gifts from our ancestral past? Of course we do. We are the sum of all there has ever been of our bloodlines. We are the ancestors.
Meet some of the ancient family lines that send their talents forward to us today. See them presented as images painted on the walls of rock overhangs and caves by Māori many centuries ago. The cave drawings ask, do you see yourself here? Do you find a place in any of these families? Do you feel connected with the deeper truth that is of you? Although we offer only 8 families to view, we assure you the rich braiding of your bloodlines over eons of time may connect you powerfully with more than one and others not displayed at all. Let's begin. Are you of the stone people? Are you excited by their call, which once echoed across the memory of all? Many indigenous cultures see stone as our first ancestor. Scientists agree, because the Earth's crust has been seeded with the building blocks of life by asteroid strikes. Is stone in its many forms an abiding joy, be it as pebbles on the shore or river-worn boulders, mountain peaks standing tall, or a glorious crystal in the palm of your hand? Does stone hold a special place in your life? If stone excites and inspires you, your ancient stone family echoes a truth across the realms of time. Are you of the water people? Water gives life to all. Those bound to this family feel its pull like an incoming tide that comforts and restores. It calls them to the river, the lake, and seashore. Hitting the surf is the pull for some. Others yearn to fish to the song of the stream. Water people even find a quick shower at the turn of a tap as refreshing as a short nap. Are you of the tree people? If at the end of a hard day you are drawn to tend your garden, to dig and sow and make things grow, you are answering the law of your ancient line. And while you feel tired when the work is done, in some miraculous way you have been revived. You have been supported by your tree people family, sustained by your ancient line, and gifted back more energy than you put in. Are you of the bird people? Do their songs touch you deeply? Do you thrill to the dawn chorus, the bird song that honours the return of the sun? Does that open dimensions that speak of spirit and soul? Does the flight of birds open your mind to soar? Is your heart attuned to their needs? Does nurturing them feel really good? If so, you are of the bird people, and they are of you. Are you of the fire people? The fuel that drives the artist, the painter, sculptor, carver, musician, dancer, poet, writer, and designer is also the fuel that ignites the life of the philosopher, physicist, mathematician, and research scientist. This creative force, which knows no bounds, opens pathways to the future. Fire people explore truths for the benefit of all and help light the way to the new day. They challenge what is by exploring what might be and carry their courage to the edge where truth walks the margins. Are you of the star people? Light is life. We are space travellers hurtling across the heavens to orbit the great central sun. We are born of the light, feed on it, embrace its immensity and give thanks for its warmth. You are a star walker if the majesty of the stars and vastness of the universe uplifts and inspires you. Those who walk the stars go beyond, are thrilled to arrive in a new place, are excited to discover what exists over the next hill or around the next bend in the river. Star walkers challenge the distant horizons and find their excitement in challenging the unknown. Are you of the whale people? Those who feel the pull of the great ocean currents, the call of the long tides, connect to the ancient whale trails and old lore that reaches back to the beginning of time. Life began in primeval waters that ran deep. Whale people carry ancient memories feel at home on the ocean and the land, are connected wherever they are and travel far. Their wisdom is founded in the longest of journeys. Are you of the shamanic path? The eighth cave painting depicts the mystery, the space where spirit touches all. Those called to follow the shamanic path read the signs that open the way to the past and the future and hold them fast. The shamanic people guide and protect the sacred, hold spirit safe in many realms, and protect and nurture all that is. They walk the biggest of dreams, hold a stone and a star in the same hand, and bring hope to our journeys. Pause. Ask yourself, who am I? Look into the mirror to see the best image of your ancestors that can be. You are the sum of all that has ever been of your line. You are the ancestors. Pass through this first gate and wait for the kāringa, the call of the woman that opens the way. Stand to hear the kāringa. Pause once again to honour your ancestors, then sit to be welcomed by the elder of the house.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa, ngā mihi aroha, kia koutou. May this be a journey of remembrance. May it call forth the inner knowing, nourished by those who have gone before. Thrice welcome to the world of the ancestors, the wisdom once shared by all.
You see before you a small copy of a huge wooden carving that stands 2 metres tall. The original was carved by 30 students, aged 11 to 13 years, at Chisner Wood Intermediate School in Christchurch, New Zealand. They drew and shaped this circle of life to illustrate the kinship of all. A Māori elder blessed their work with these words: challenge the margins of time and explore what is beyond. At the centre of the carving is a child. Above are the grandparents or teachers, and on either side the parents or mentors. All are joined to the web of life, to relationships that weave into each other, the fabric of being founded in water, stone, plants and birds. Hanging on the rim of this circle are flax sandals that symbolise pathways, the challenge to step beyond and explore. And, being modern children, they included the internet in the carving. Trails ancient and modern encourage innovation, the freedom and excitement of walking the margins where truth resides. They speak of the human story, the journey of the mind, heart and spirit. We now come to the Māori stone, the stone of reconciliation and healing, values vital to the future of humanity. It is jade, but we call it Ponamu. It has crossed the ocean to honour the spirit of all that is offered here. In your own time, You are invited to touch the water and then place your hand on the stone and silently say who you are and what your journey is, and then be seated again. Now we prepare to pass through the great gateway that was carved by the same children. The message carved here says, "The words of the elders reach into the fire, to rise on the smoke to the heavens, to ride the winds and rustle the leaves, to drift across the waves and meet the waters." And in their work, the children say, "We are of the new day, the age that says it is time to find a new way and to live in peace." And we say, when you pass through this portal, remember our children follow us. They do as we do. Learn from all we say and expect the best of us day after day. Are we ready to be the world we want to see? Once again, the Kauranga opens the way, calls you to pass through the gate and begin your journey with the 12 Pōwhenua.
When I asked the young Waitaha artist if he would draw an image to hold the spirit of each chapter in Song of the Old Tides, he refused. Then with a smile he said, "I'd love to begin each chapter with a pōwhenua, a standing post, a totem pole if you will, which captures the old wisdom in a unique contemporary way while honouring the traditions of my people." So that's how we finished up with 12 pōwhenua. Up to 3 metres tall, a remarkable expression of my words and the histories and lore that they embrace.
Song of the Spirit of Creation. In the beginning was the nothingness, the void, and into the void came the great sound, and out of the great sound came life and all that is. Into the nothingness, Eor, the source, seeded spirit in everything, uniqueness in every form, and the weave and wonder of design. When Eor saw the beauty of life, the Waidoa, the moving spirit, was gifted to remind us we are of the source born. Song of the Fire of Life. Tinana, Tinana, let matter be. Let there be fire. Let there be suns to warm the universe, moons and stars to push back the night, and comets to light the trails of space and time. In the long, long ago, smoke from primordial solar fires shut out the sun and made the earth and sky one, and all was darkness, and life had not yet begun. Then the children of earth and sky thrust their parents apart to let in the light and allowed the beginning of life. Then Eor sent Tani to create the beautiful birds and trees, and Tangaroa to seed the seas, and life flourished. But there were no people. When Tani searched for the uha of an earth woman, the feminine essence, and found it not, he fashioned her out of red clay and named her Hine Ahu Oni. song of the ancient lore. Rehua, the star of knowledge, offered hope to all. Yet knowledge is a two-edged blade, for it has the power to create in good ways and bad. Tani saw his people needed to honour spirit with warm hearts and powerful minds. So he rode a great arrow across the universe and came to Rehua, the star of knowledge, and received the wisdom of the ages in three baskets. Tani placed that wisdom with those of gentle mind, those who would keep the sacred pure and respected the eternal tides. When Feodor, Tane's jealous brother, was denied that lore, he rode his red cloak of anger across the sky to seize from Rehua the knowledge of war. That angry tide still abides, still sweeps the truth aside, still seeks profit and advantages by ruthlessly harnessing power that destroys. Yet might is not right. It sows the seeds of its own destruction. It's better to be kind and launch hope on a compassionate tide. Song of the Waters and the Land. Ancient memory speaks of the deluge, the greatest of storms. For the winds blew as never before, the rains fell to cover all, and the ocean rose to drown the shore. Few survived to greet the dawn. Everything is of the becoming, the realm of change that honours the spirit of the unseen, and everything is of the dream. We say the land was once a whale that guarded the waters where the old tides meet, but the ocean rose and the whale plunged deep. Then the ancestors sailed into the greatest storm known to time, and the walker of the gods was hit on every side. Then Eeyore sent mercy on the winds and turned that vessel and its crew to stone and asked the mountains to hold their spirit and their name. And the land was bound forever within the ring of fire.
Hei puhi te haura, kia raronga hia no tō reo.
Song of the Sacred Promise. Raise rocks on high to bind star to stone. Send forth the words that anchor the power of the cosmos in the land. Remember, mind and spirit joined together claim the space between to bring completion. Huge were the minds that saw beyond the crashing waves to other places and other times, and powerful the dreams they took to the old tides. Mighty were the deeds they achieved for the families of our kind. Maui carried to many shores the promise of the rainbow mind, the fire that reveals new worlds. Fire guided Maui to build a house that welcomed all who promised to care for the land and the peace child. Fire gave Maui the sacred words that reached the stars to protect the land and the twisting tides. Fire helped Maui sail home, but was extinguished when his vessel sank beneath the tides. Others rekindled the flame and sailed to honour the promises Maui made, and many still do. Song of the Trailmakers. Maui gifted the sacred promise to this land, the promise to care for the mother and the nurture of the peace child, but he drowned before he could complete his dream. Then Rākai Hautū sailed to Easter Island to place rocks on high, created Tuahu to anchor the line of life that circles the world, and then sailed home to do the same. In all, seven were placed by him or erected in his name, for spirit moved in his chants, and the stars were joined to the mountains and the rivers by his prayers. These valiant deeds call forth others to serve unto death, to honour the promise and the dream. song of the eternal tides. We are not set apart. We are moved by the tides of the universe, shaped by their law and held fast by their pull. It is the day star, the sun that swings us through the seasons of light, which ignites life. We are bound to the moon tides, to an ebb and flow that reaches far beyond the rise and fall of the oceans, for it triggers the seed that flows into the next generation. This our women know. We are no greater than the whales that honour the seasons and their migrations, or the birds that answer the ancient call to cross the vast oceans. We are all moved by celestial tides, swept by solar winds and bound to the turning of the stars. Song of the Rainbow Mind. We are of the dreaming, the rainbow mind that crosses the frontiers of space and time. Great power resides within paradox. The letting go that moves more than we can ever truly know. The letting go that frees us from expectation and learns from every outcome. The letting go that takes us beyond judgment and into compassion. The letting go that cuts us loose on the river and trusts the journey. The letting go that admits the presence of a guiding spirit within the flow. We are of the power of the third eye, the doorway to the spirit mind. Song of the Knights of Chaos. Old wounds can cut so deep they pass down the corridors of time to destroy life. Binding the wounds, trying to stem the flow with empty words, is not enough. Hiding the past, setting aside the hurt by putting it out of mind, sows seeds of a dangerous kind. Kia kaha, have courage, face the chaos that we made and go beyond blame to heal the past. Truth opens the way. Song of the Spirit Guardians. We are the children of ancient lines that walked in spirit. We come again to that time, to the sacred that speaks of truth which brings strength to our side. We are of the stone people, fire people, star people, water people, whale people, bird people, the tree people, and many other peoples. We see the courage and wisdom of the ancestors and stand tall in the power of the unseen, for we are the sum of all that has ever been. Song of the Living Stones. Your mana is everlasting, untouchable, the essence that survives. Honour your truth and bring it to the rainbow mind. Seek the compassion of the heart that listens. Seek wisdom that abides. Choose well. Be aware of all that you bring into the circle of life. Let the stones that mark your way hold true to the dreams you choose to walk into tomorrow. Let them be free of fear, envy, anger, and guilt. Let humility, forgiveness, and compassion fill the bowl of your life. Remember, the journey is the destination. Song of the Flame of Hope. We live in an amazing age. We cross the thresholds of creation to study the genetic codes that shape the body and the mind. It is time for the prophecies of hope to be fulfilled, for the one-hearted people to stand tall and walk the good red road of spirit again. We move in the power of the rainbow mind and acknowledge spirit in everything. So be it. Thank you. You have reached the last of the 12, and while this journey closes, another begins. May your adventures continue to delight and surprise as you travel the tides of hope. Kia kaha, have the courage to walk in your truth. Let compassion be our guide.
A piti hono tātai hono, koutou na wairua kia kuka. A piti hono tātai hono, tātai ki hunga ora, kia tātai.
Before you leave, touch the water that stands nearby to move from the realm of the pōwhenua to the world of today. Remember, water is life.
Te hei mauri ora.